growing up in a coal mine area, doing some of the work actually in coal mines, coal breakers, having to do with coal for so much of my life. But then you go off to school, go off to college. I was very lucky. I think I owe an awful lot to an athletic scholarship that I got. If I hadn't gotten it, I probably would have ended up in the coal mines or stayed there. Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with that, fellas. Don't get me on that. It's just, I did get an athletic scholarship, went off to the University of North Carolina, and saw some of the drama being performed there at Chapel Hill Players, and it was awfully good. Became interested in acting. After the war, went off to Stanford University and became involved in drama.
And you did a lot of things in between all of this, too, working along the way. And then you ran into this after the war, though.
After the war, yeah. Before the war, I could never have made it. I could never have...
Well, you have certainly a great many honors and credits to your name. And then the Academy Award nomination, that came about.
I don't like to talk about Academy Award nominations. I'm sorry, I don't mean to... I'm not sloughing the question, but I despise Academy Award nominations and Academy Award trophies, anything like that. I think it's a lot of crap, excuse me. But there is no such thing that, if we're going to be honest about something like that, and I'm beginning to stutter because I get affected by something like that. You've got a bunch of actors in Hollywood, a very small bunch of actors who get the top roles every year. It's the simplest thing in the world to predict who is going to be nominated for the next year, knowing what is going to be spent. Who's directing, what the project is, what book was purchased. I think it's a lot of crap. And I sure wish I get this message across this time.
Well, this is what they want to do. They want to give it to, to the man.
There are some people that have gotten the Academy Award and they've got their pictures on the walls, and I think they are the worst actors I've ever seen in my life have gotten this thing. Now, admittedly, sometimes an excellent and a great actor will get the award, but... it doesn't mean that always an award, not necessarily is bought, but a role can ensure at least the nomination and the possibility of getting an award. I hate it.
Well, let's talk about you for just a little while. Your family, perhaps, and some of your own hobbies. And classical music is something that I understand you enjoy tremendously.
It's difficult to talk about that because doesn't everybody? I mean,
oh,
certainly.
Not particularly.
Not particularly well. I don't know. Classical music is just music, I think. I think it's just beautiful, isn't it?
What about the family? You have a nice family. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, I don't know who said it was a nice family. Got a family. They are nice. They're lovely. I do have three children, two girls and a boy, and looks like they're all drifting into this profession, despite anything that I may have tried to circumvent that possibility a long time ago. It's just happening. They're infatuated with the profession. I've seen them perform, two of them anyway, and they're good.
How do they feel about their daddy playing this, the heavy part, the tough guy?
Well, they're not children anymore. They're 23, 22, and 19, so I don't ask them how they feel about something like this. I think they're more interested now in their own careers, and I certainly hope they are, rather than worry about me getting into television series.
What about the women today? We were discussing earlier a little bit about women and your feeling. You have some very definite ideas on the family today and what is happening in this great revolution in families today, in women's roles.
In women's roles. I think the woman's role has always been very strong and very dominant. And I think with the emergence of the Ms. group, the woman is going to be stronger, become stronger, and I think that is possibly quite unfortunate. I think there's so many problems that we're looking forward to. Not really looking forward to, but looking forward to. They're ahead of us. I think it would be nice to have a more even distribution of power. I think the power complex is so feminine-based, female-based, and this whole thing about looking for female emergence as a total individual, I don't know when she wasn't really, at least certainly as far as I'm concerned, there's never been anything else. No real reason why she should have played any other role. I worry about what the kids are going to think years from now. I'm sure that eventually the woman is going to, what we always said, the woman wears the pants in the household. I think it's going to come to pass, really, that they actually will wear the pants, and that men will be dressed as the Scots dress occasionally in these kilts. And, you know, my daddy wore a pink kilt today, and wasn't it nice?
That we appreciate that very much, and I think you're so right in the great influence that mothers have upon children, and I think that this great change, and it will change, it's bound to change.
Oh, I think it's beautiful, the having a mother, having a father. It's lovely to have both. Just that it doesn't get too mixed up now. It may get so mixed up that you're going to call the wrong one mommy and the wrong one daddy. Or that another word will be formed, you know, dammy, or something like that.
Thank you very much, Jack Palance. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.